Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
We're back already. So we're going to bring you now an hour of Lynch music, Lynchian inspired music, and we're going to have some reflections on some of the films and television as we play these songs. Shall we start with our first track?
Why not?
Which is
another.
We're not going in chronological order either. No. We're going to start at the end. And why not? We'll start at the end with a track that featured in Inland Empire from 2006.
Strange.
Inland Empire.
Inland Empire. For me, one of his more difficult
films. It's not one to start with,
no,
that's for sure.
Definitely, yeah.
I do remember seeing it in the cinema, being a Lynch fan and going, ooh, that's tough even for me. I mean, on the surface, basically, Laura Dern is a Hollywood actress who is playing a part in a film. She has a jealous husband. The gorgeous Justin Theroux is her co-star in the film, and they gradually find out that they're playing a couple who were murdered in real life on set.
And it keeps flitting from like Hollywood to this rather sinister city in Eastern Europe, which is the city of Łódź in Poland, and Polish pronunciation. I mean, it's spelled L-O-D-Z, but and Łódź is the...
Kłocznivik, then.
Yes. Łódź is the centre of the Polish film industry, and always has Hollywood, if you will. Mm. And I went there.
No.
I did. Not on purpose. I went to a conference there on Monty Python, would you believe, and did a paper. I know you've got this wealth of stories from me. When we have slow weeks, just tell some more. Tell some more. And everybody's like big courtyards off of the streets there, and they're really quite scary. All of them. And there doesn't seem to be any lights or anything on. He caught the spirit of Łódź very well in that film. But that's played. That song's played in the film when, she's looking all. Oh, where am I?
Yeah, it's
distressed in the middle of Łódź.
I know you haven't seen that film, but you've seen Rabbits, haven't you?
Yes, and they're connected in some ways, including the set or the stage for Rabbits is actually used in Inland Empire as well. And, yeah, I did watch Rabbits. Now, this is branded as Lynch's sitcom, and he released it in 8 short web episodes. And I watched them, you know, all put together as a 40-odd-minute kind of short film. And it is this kind of purgatory or limbo where this family of rabbits live. And it's interesting that you talk about Łódź, because in Rabbits, they live in this kind of apartment or flat in an inner city kind of setting where it's constantly raining, and it's just really, really surreal and sinister. And, you know, I was just kind of talking to Denise about Inland Empire, about how it's just kind of really wacky, bonkers, can't really piece it together. Yeah. And that's what Rabbits is like as well. So after watching it, I kind of read the script to try and piece together some kind of narrative. As, you know, we were talking about, people often do with Lynch films, they try to piece it together, which Lynch rejects, and I suppose it kind of tells a story about a murder, possibly, and that's why the rabbits are in limbo. I don't know, but I really recommend watching Rabbits. It's only 40-odd minutes, and it's very, very sinister, and it... You know,
is that available to stream?
Or it's on YouTube.
Oh, right.
And, yeah, they were released in short, kind of little 5 minutes. Yeah. But, yeah, they're all put together on YouTube. Yeah.
We are going to move on to a couple of tracks now. And the first one features in Lost Highway.
On the floating shipless oceans, I did all my best to smile till your singing eyes and fingers drew me laughing. And you sang
So, first of all,
I'm you and I.
Julie Cruise, Mysteries of Love, which features in Blue Velvet. And before that, we heard Song to the Siren from This Mortal Coil, which features in Lost Highway. I played that one. So Mim requested This Mortal Coil, which I was really glad because I would have had that if she hadn't and wasted my whole choice. But my friend, I'm also playing that for my friend Jess, who went to Brunel University, where they filmed Clockwork Orange, and she was watching in the lecture hall where they filmed Clockwork Orange. That was her first time seeing David Lynch.
Did you have
film.
Her eyes clamped open?
She did have to have her eyes clamped open, yeah. Lost Highway for a 10 a.m. lecture. Can you imagine going in to watch a 10 a.m.
Sounds
lecture
like
of Lost Highway?
Martin's lecture.
It sounds like one of my screenings, doesn't it? You know?
But that started her love affair with David Lynch.
Yeah. And just to say that they wanted to use Song to the Siren in Blue Velvet. And 4AD were a bit arsey about giving them the rights.
So it's like 10 years.
Yeah. And so Lynch ended up teaming up with Bad Lamenti, and then they discovered Julie Cruise, and that's how that song got. And that's how I got my Julie Cruise album signed in the Virgin Mega Store all those years ago.
Oh, he's met them all, you know.
I know, it's unfair. No,
they've met me.
But so Blue Velvet... I mean, so that came out in, what, 1986?
Yeah.
And it was a hit to festivals, wasn't it? And it was... But I read an interview with Isabella Rossellini where she was saying she, you know, her agent dropped her after that and she couldn't get work for a bit.
Well, I can remember...
I mean, luckily, she married the director. But yeah. They didn't get married, did they? But they were together
well,
for a few years.
Every other director as well, wasn't she? Let's just be fair. Yeah, but that's that scene when Dennis Hopper first comes in as Frank Bouvant abuses her, and he's one of the most shocking things I think I've ever seen in the cinema because I just didn't know how far they were going to take it because it's already gone past what you would normally tolerate, and you know there's more to come. I was stunned watching that, absolutely stunned.
Oh.
Another great villain. Yeah. He does villains really well.
Yeah. And cause Isabella Rossellini turns up as well in Wild at Heart, doesn't she? As the twin
Durango,
sister.
Right?
Of, yeah.
And they were in a film together. Oh, and I've never seen it. Zelly and Me.
I haven't seen it.
Which is Isabella Rossellini and David Lynch starring. In a film when I act in a love story?
Oh, just every week on this, I get more things that I need to watch.
But you don't watch them.
They're on my list.
I add them to my list and then...
But yeah,
I'll forever.
I haven't had time this week to try and hunt this one down, but Zelly and Me.
But talking of my list, my choice for the soundtrack is This Is Slaughterhouse by Power Mad. They are the band that Sailor and Lulu love in Wild at Heart.
We'll be right back.
Right, and if you're not imagining Nick Cage and Laura Dern either dancing wildly or having passionate sex, you haven't seen Wild at Heart.
I've just got your cup of Ovaltine. Do you want it now?
I just love that track. May, you've picked a track,
yes,
as well, haven't you?
So this one is my choice, and it's also one that Martin was happy to have on the show. So this one, we were just debating the pronunciation, actually.
Yeah.
Licky Lee.
It was some translator thing where it said Licky Lee, but that sounds a bit tacky.
It does, doesn't it?
And for, you know, like that H-Y-G-G-E, Hooga, is what the Scandinavians say.
Yeah.
I think it would be like Luca Lee.
Luca Lee. I like that, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
I think that's what we're
going
to call
that's
it.
That's what we're going with. So this is a track featuring Luca Lee, and it's from David Lynch's own personal music. This is from his third and final album, The Big Dream, and I just think this track is dreamy.
I am not ever re-falling.
You are listening to The Film Show on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, online and on digital, and this is our special extra hour of Lynchian, all things Lynchian.
And rather good it's been too, if I say so myself.
We've really enjoyed putting it together, haven't we?
Yeah, yeah.
It's been a sad but a lovely week as well of Lynch music. And there's so much in here that's not... There's no Trent Reznor. There's no... Yeah. Nick Cage singing.
We had to be quite
lovely,
brutal.
Tender.
Yeah.
We did, didn't we? Otherwise, we could have been on here till midnight.
Yeah,
and,
they wouldn't like that.
No, well, the people that come on at 3 o'clock anyway. You know. Okay, I'm just going to have a very quick word about the return of Twin Peaks, which came in 2017. It was quite unbelievable when the news was announced. But they do tell us at the end of season two of Twin Peaks that we'll come back in 25 years. It's really weird how all that came together. And it's, let's say, that is probably going to be the thing that you will be, probably maybe remembered for most, as it's probably the most purist Lynchian thing that he ever made.
And it turned out to be a swan song.
Yeah. Mm. I think it's an absolute beautiful piece of work. You probably do need to see the first two seasons first, but it's majestic, it's monumental, I think. And at the end of most episodes, they go back to the club in Twin Peaks, and there's some weird and wonderful people playing there. Nine Inch Nails are on one night, aren't they, in it? But I've chosen a track of one of the bands. This is a band called Trouble, who were formed purely for the show, and it features David Lynch's son Riley on guitar and Dean Hurley, who is a musical collaborator with Lynch on all his albums. And this is Snake Eyes.
Thank you.
certain was the light from the stars. She wore blue velvet, bluer than velvet were her
from one nightclub to another. That was Martin's a great, dream nightclub.
That was a great nightclub, that, wasn't it? Yeah. I was just saying to you, the thing with Lynch is he's one of the few directors that a lot of people would recognise, mm-hmm. you know? And the only other person I can think of was Alfred Hitchcock, you know? Because, well, for one thing, Lynch appears all in all the Twin Peaks seasons and in Fire Walk With Me. And he's very briefly in Dune as well, if you look closely. And if he was on a talk show, if he was standing next to you at the bus stop, you would think, what's David Lynch?
What's David Lynch doing at my bus stop?
It's that head of hair.
Yeah. Well, he would have had a bus pass as well, the age he was at. But, you know, if you think of like his persona and the way he was recognised, his position in popular culture, it's quite unique.
Yeah.
That's it.
That was, in case you were in any doubt, the voice of Isabella Rossellini.
Mm-hmm. No, it was me.
Blue Velvet. Yeah, come on. Mulholland Drive.
Yes.
So that's 2001. Another Hollywood, Hollywood is crazy film.
It's just such a dreamy, surreal film. And the kind of first, I suppose, three quarters of it, it's just this bizarre hyper-reality of, you know, it's kind of almost like hyper-fictionalised aspiring starlet, and then it all gets a little bit weird.
She's so perky, isn't she?
So perky. So we're going to play a track from Mulholland Drive where Betty and Rita go to, I suppose, a nightclub. Or
it's a cinema.
Silencio.
Oh, the cinema.
Is it a cinema that has become a club?
It's called Silencio. Yeah.
And it's all pre-recorded. But we're going to listen to a track called Crying.
Yo estaba bien por un tiempo volviendo a sonreír. Luego anoche te vi, tu mano me tocó y el saludo de tu voz. Te hablé muy bien y tú, sin saber que he estado llorando por tu amor, llorando por tu amor, luego de tu adiós, sentí todo mi dolor, sola y llorando.
Yo que pensé que te olvidé, pero es verdad, es la verdad, que te quiero aún más, mucho más que ayer. Dime tú qué puedo hacer. No me quieres ya y siempre
much I could have picked from Lost Highway, and I went with Barry Adamson. I think it was slightly to get a Nick Cave mention in on the show, just for Martin. But before that, we heard Rebecca Del Rio's Lando, which is her version of Crying, which featured in Mulholland Drive. Now, I've got a question for you, Martin.
Go ahead.
The loss of David Lynch has inspired you, I think, to watch a film that you've been avoiding since 1939.
Yes. I sat and watched The Wizard of Oz this week.
You've never seen it before.
It blows my mind that you've never, you know, sat down on a Boxing Day to watch The Wizard of Oz or
on a Boxing
like
Day,
that.
I'm normally watching Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Yeah. So how did it... What did you think?
It was pretty much what... I'd watched the Lynch Oz documentary as part of... Well, I'd seen it before. And, I can see... I think the production design and all that, and I can see why Lynch would like it. It's two parallel universes colliding and all that. And it's an interesting film, but I cannot abide Judy Garland, I'm sorry.
No.
And so I have a... But there's something about
it. We all got our foibles, Martin.
There's something sinister about it as well.
It is very sinister.
A bit of a sinister about even how it was being made.
But did you then want to rewatch Wicked Game and see all of those references in there? Because he... They're so obsessed with Wizard of Oz. Wicked Game. Wild at Heart, yeah.
No, because I just didn't have time. So I picked a few other things. But then I watched Lost Highway. And if you think, you know, how that opens, dark road, yellow stripes in a road, that's a yellow bit of road.
Oh, by the way, there is a... in The Brutalist as a bit of a reference when they're in a car scene. There's a... Anytime I see now a view of a road, I'm like, well, that's Lynch, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, we've only got time for a couple more tracks and we've got to put a bit more Angelo Badalamenti in.
Yes.
And we're going for Twin Peaks Fire Walk With Me this time. We'll be right back.
Okay, that was The Pink Room from Fire Walk With Me, the nightclub I'd like to be running. I'd just like to say, when Fire Walk With Me first came out, and it was out in cinemas and early VHS copies, that scene always has a subtitle now, but then it didn't have any subtitles, and you had no idea what they were saying. And it was so much better, because you thought, I don't think I want to know what they're saying to each other, you know. It was so sleazy. Your mind could really...
Fill in the blanks. Yeah.
Fill in the blanks. But, you know, I'm going to open that club in a few months' time. All part of Sheffield's push have lots more hospitality and know where to shop.
And sleaze. Mm-hmm. We've only got time for one more track, and we are going to end at the beginning. Eraserhead.
This film is so visceral and viscerally repulsive to me. It's really, really stayed with me ever since, you know, I first started, you know, watching more avant-garde films, and it's just so disgusting, so awful, and I love it so much. So we are going to play the song from The Lady in the Radiator with the weird puffy cheeks, and this is called In.
Oh, well, we're not going to play the track just yet.
I was just going to say, I saw this 45 years ago in 1978 at the London Film Festival at a midnight screening. And, of course, nobody knew anything about David Lynch back in the term Lynchian.
Mm.
And we had no idea what we had just sat through. But we were fascinated.
Was it Stephen Woolley that used to programme the Scala?
He used to do the Scala, yeah. Didn't he? Yeah.
Because there's an anecdote that he told about how he was chatting to David Lynch, and David Lynch said, you've made a mistake here. And you put it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. This is a midnight film. Mm-hmm. No one's going to come and see it. Of course they did. Mm. But I can't... being there on that first...
Yeah. It was just... Yeah. What?
Famously, didn't he kind of like write a letter to his parents saying, don't go and watch Eraserhead, and if anyone asks, it's not your son that made it. It's just brilliant.
It's not a great advert for fatherhood either, is it?
No. Gee, you really are real.
We are going to sort of play that track in just a moment. We just want to thank you for being with us and coming in as well, May. And we have loved celebrating David Lynch.
It's been a lovely 2 hours. I hope you've all enjoyed it.
We're going to leave you with The Voice and all of our love.
Inhale.